Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 5 of The Spiritual Combat, The Mistake of Considering Cowardice a Virtue. Many are also deceived in this way. They ascribe to virtue the cowardice and anxiety that arises from sin. Although this weakness is accompanied by some sorrow, it is founded on a hidden pride and presumption of one's own strength. Thus, the man who thinks he is far advanced in virtue looks with too much indifference on temptations, and finds by sad experience that, like other men, he is subject to weakness. He is astonished at his fall, and finding himself deceived in his expectations, sinks into sorrow and despair. This never happens to the humble man, who does not presume on his own strength, but places his trust in God alone. If he commits a fault, it occasions no surprise or anxiety, because he discovers by that light of truth, which is his guide, that his fall is due to his natural instability and weakness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Natural instability and weakness. Why does Father Scupoli distinguish these two? Well, there is in our human nature an instability based on the fact that we are made of matter and spirit, the fact that we are not all-knowing, the fact that because of original sin, our powers tend to go off on their own before we can even think. Our imagination jumps at something and their emotions follow that. But also there's a weakness, the weakness that far from being just not directed, we actually have an inclination towards evil called concupiscence, and we have great weakness in doing good. And so we have to beg the Lord by the light of truth to help us be aware of this aspect of us, that we are just very unstable. And we're very weak. And if we knew that, what would follow? We would not put ourselves in the occasion of sin. We wouldn't put ourselves in the way of temptation. Because we wouldn't presume that in that temptation, we will do what's right. In fact, we would presume, because of our weakness and because of our instability, that even if I haven't done it before, haven't sinned before, if I put myself here, I'm very likely to sin. St. Philip Neri used to say that he had much more confidence in people who knew they were weak and avoided the occasions of sin than those who had never sinned but didn't avoid the occasions. He thought that people who don't avoid the occasions of sin are presumptuous. That is, they consider that things are possible that are not really possible. And they consider that their own strength makes them possible. And what happens, he says, is something quite different. St. Philip says that as long as one can open your eyes, for example. No matter how old you are, you have to be on guard against the lust of the flesh. He used to say, let young men look after their lust and old men after their avarice, and we'll all be saints together. In other words, no matter how much we've spent in the spiritual life, there's always danger because we are naturally unstable and we're weak. And the only thing that hides that from us is a hidden pride. Meaning, we want something for ourselves beyond what we should, but we're not even aware of it. Other people are aware of it. Other people say, look, he's so proud. She's so proud. But it's hidden from us. We think we're just so virtuous. We think we're so zealous. We think we're so on fire with the love of God. But there often is, at the beginning of the spiritual life, a hidden pride. And how is that hidden pride exposed to us? Well, it's exposed in the anxiety and cowardice we feel after a fall. So we fall, and then we get very, not just sad, we get anxious, a kind of excessive sadness, an excessive desire to be free of that. We can't believe we did that. And then a cowardice means we're very slow to keep going. We lack all kinds of courage, and the smallest little thing keeps us down, and we wallow, and we become ineffectual in doing good. We're kind of afraid to keep going. And we tell ourselves, oh, because I'm such a bad person, I did this. But no, get up and keep going. Of course we fall. That's what we do when we presume. Of course we do wrong when left to ourselves. That's what weak, unstable human beings do. But the key is we're not left to ourselves. We have the saints to pray for us. We have our brothers and sisters in the church to support us. But above all, we have the Holy Spirit in our soul, who wants to make us courageous like Jesus Christ for the glory of the Father. Let us not say, St. Philip says, what great things the saints do. Let's rather say what great things God does in his saints. For with God, all things are possible. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.